For the first time in its history, the Pardon Board will meet today, but no ex-offenders will be there in person to explain why they think they've cleaned up their act since their crime and deserve an official pardon now. The governor's chief counsel sent letters to all the applicants scheduled to appear today, asking them to waive their personal appearance. That means the board will decide whether or not to recommend a pardon based solely on a written application. Cindy O'Donnell represents the Department of Justice on the board. She says the board has allowed people in the past to petition for a pardon by phone, but that's different from waiving the personal appearance altogether.
We've had people from other countries. They're either in the armed forces or they're in the Peace Corps, and they appear by phone from a foreign country. But there's still the opportunity to question them and to ask them about not only their original underlying conduct, but their conduct since then, which is so critical in making a reasoned and informed recommendation.
The number of applicants for pardons has increased over the past few years, requiring the board to increase the number of hearings it holds from 4 times a year to 6 times a year. The decision to waive personal appearances today and at a scheduled December hearing is apparently an effort to process more applications by eliminating the time it takes for people to present their stories and face questioning from the board. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.